talk, I'm scared, and the coffee's terrible. It's terrible. I don't know if that's a universal AA thing. I've been to one meeting that was good in 29 years, and I've been to 8 countries in Alcoholics Anonymous. So I get up, and I'm uncomfortable here. So I race back to my parents' house, right? Because I got there's nowhere to go where I'm not going to give away the one thing I got, which is now 31 days. And I go to my parents, and I sit around till their behavior used to drive me crazy. They were loving and kind and efficient. That's hard to be around, you know. When you've been living the way I'm living, normal people creep me out, right? And they're so much, I don't know what they know. I don't know if they're going to judge me. I don't know if they're going to hate me when they find out. And I'm sitting there, the secret. I asked my dad, why was that guitar pick on there? He goes, son, I missed you so much. I wanted to pick it up, but I thought if I just leave it there. That's why he left it there. So I get squirrely about noon, and I go back to the Alano Club, and I get freaky about 1 o'clock, and I race back home. Then I get squirrely about 8, and I'm at a meeting at night. I did that for months. I went from one uncomfortable place to the other uncomfortable place. And you know, step 2 says, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. It doesn't say, our sponsor read we agnostics at us till we yelled uncle. Okay, let's be super clear. They're very careful about the words they chose. And one morning I woke up and I smelled my dad making breakfast for my mom. And my dad didn't know how to do any of that stuff. And I thought, God, I'm going to go help him before the meeting. And I go down there, and I needed to help him. He really was making a mess of it. But while I'm helping him, he starts telling me about how much he loves my mom and why, in a very articulate way. And I'm looking at this guy like he's brand new to me. And I'm thinking, God, how lucky am I? Look at this man. He's a hero. He's a Bronze Star from World War II. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He liberated Dachau. And he's standing there telling me how much he loves his wife. And I'm loving being with him. I'm looking at him and seeing him, seeing how blessed I am. And then I look, it's almost 6:45. And I used to like that morning meeting because there was this woman, Patty, and she would speak inappropriately about her sex life whenever they called on her. And I'm like, well, I want to get there in case they call on Patty, you know. And y'all have a Patty, right? Yeah. Attraction rather than promotion. And I'd get on down there, and I'd get in the meeting, and then Patty would share, and she's like, I don't know, I went to a threesome, I don't know, do I write thank you notes, or do I just go home, or what, you know. I'm like, thank God for you, Patty, you know, just don't drink, girl, you know. And I came to believe, and I didn't even know it. I could see my parents, I could see you, I liked it. I relaxed, you know what happened? I surrendered by going. I didn't do anything else. I surrendered by going, and I got this much relief from the bondage of self. And that's what this whole thing has been about. You know, 4 and 5 were really important. If you're new and you're dragging your heels, you're cheating yourself. The most pain, you know, I one time walked into a hospital room, and there was this little girl in there that I really loved. She had cystic fibrosis, and they were going to give her a shot, and I used to work in a hospital near her, and I walked in, and she was standing up there with her little sleeve rolled up, and the nurse was there, and they were going to give her a shot, and she said, the anticipation is the hardest part, the anticipation is the hardest part, and the nurse just laughed and said, Claire, I already gave you the shot. And that's what the 4 steps like. The anticipation is the hardest part. Writing it is not hard. Letting it go isn't hard. It's scary, but it's not hard. But you know what? I have a loneliness in me when I come here, and I believe this right now. I might believe something else next year, but right now I believe this. That loneliness when you're new is because I have this picture of you, me, that I want you to see. And it's taken tons of like scaffolding and duct tape and weird lights to make you believe I'm this really good guy. That's who I want you to believe I'm. And way back here is what I think of myself, and neither one of these are true. I'm never gonna be this good. And I've never been this bad. But that gap between those two things is a chasm of loneliness. And there's a great line from a monk that I love to read, Anthony DeMello, and he said, loneliness is not dispelled through contact with other people. Loneliness is dispelled through contact with the truth.